The Fear Factor. The gospel story is pretty simple. A wealthy man assigns his goods to each of three servants to care for while he is gone. He doesn't give them instructions, at least none that we are told of. When he returns, he sees that two of the three servants have invested the money and got back twice the amount. He is delighted. So at this point, the moral of the story would be, make the most of what you have. But if we look at just the successful servants, we miss the most interesting part of all. We miss the fascinating and puzzling story of the third servant. This poor soul did not invest the money at all. He buried it. Quite simply, he was afraid of what might happen if he committed it and as a result, lost it. Given the owner's attitude, he was right to be afraid. Having heard the fearful servant story, the owner then had the man thrown into the darkness outside, where there would be wailing and grinding of teeth. Quite an overreaction, it seems. Hadn't the poor servant just wanted to keep the owner's money safe? But there is much more to it. The monetary unit, talent, in Jesus' time was not a small amount. Even one talent could be worth more than a laborer would earn in a lifetime. And the owner entrusted a lot more than just money to the servants, he left them all his possessions, everything he had. In fact, the owner took a great risk and he wanted them to do the same, not leave the investment decaying somewhere. That is the story. Okay, now make the switch. Assume that the parable was about God. Maybe God entrusts an even greater amount to you and me. Life, abilities, the gift of loving, the living, breathing human beings around us, and, every so often, real and open acts of unselfish love. God gives all this free of charge, gives to us our lives with all their rewards and catastrophes, and he says to us, "Dive in. You are my beloved." This seems wonderful. But then an awful question arises. Does God curse those who are afraid and who bury what they are given? Jesus at least seems to say so. To everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Ouch! There is one thing I know of that will go away if it is buried, but which gets greater if you use it. Love. Think about it. If fear closes the door tightly against love, guess where the unloved one will be, in the darkness outside the door, wailing and gnashing those teeth. Without love, we are all frightened. And God always has compassion upon us. God waits for ages to see if we will accept just a bit of the love he offers. And also, if we will even find just enough courage to invest some of it in other people. God is often disappointed and I'm sure he says, "Oh no, not again," when we fail. But this is the disappointment of someone who loves us very well. The message to you and me? Let love in. See what happens.